This is KUAF, with help from the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Services Statewide Network and the U of A System Division of Agriculture. The Community Spotlight Series focuses on Ozarks agriculture. Today, Extension Agent Neil Mays speaks with John Clark, U of A Professor of Horticulture, specializing in fruit breeding genetics.
John, thank you for visiting with us today. I was wondering, would you mind giving us a little background about your history in fruit breeding? You were at Clarksville for a number of years at the Fruit Research Station, I think, weren't you?
I started in 1980 here at the university campus in Fayetteville, achieved a PhD here, and then moved to Clarksville to our Fruit Research Station and worked there 11 years before returning to campus and then taking my mentor and predecessor, Dr. James Moore's place as leading the program. So, long-time involvement.
I guess a lot of changes have occurred as well. Can you give us a snapshot of bramble and peach and table grape breeding here at the university?
Well, the program started in 1964. As I mentioned, Dr. Moore began that. He had a big vision for a range of crops, not just one or two things to work on. So he started out working on strawberries and blackberries, peaches, nectarines. There was a little apple work. Blueberries were added later. Table grapes were a major effort. And over the years, we've made advances in all of those crop areas. Some of the crops have been discontinued, such as strawberries. Some have been expanded, such as blackberries. So there's quite a history there. Ultimately, the program would be measured by the varieties that are developed. There have been between 60 and 70 varieties that have been released from the program. Some of the older ones that were more famous, such as Cardinal Strawberry, which was grown very heavily for many years.
Mm-hmm. If a person goes to Lowe's and buys a Ouachita blackberry plant, that originated at the University of Arkansas, didn't it?
That's correct. It was a cross made for Ouachita was made back in, probably the early 90s, and it was released, as I said, in 2003. But, yeah, it's named Ouachita. Most folks can't seem to pronounce Ouachita once you get outside of Arkansas, but it is our most important product and grown coast to coast, some in other countries, a high-quality blackberry. It's thornless. That's the main thing folks like first, and then after that, they like the way that it eats. It's good.
How do you determine which traits you want to enhance or reduce when you begin a breeding program or as you progress through that breeding program?
So you work within what genetic variation exists, and if you have variation for that trait, in theory, it can be improved by hybridization and selecting where you're trying to put that trait with other traits together that would create something advanced and new and potentially a new variety. So it varies by crop. It depends on what's out there to be had. But very important, what someone wants.
For archive segments, go to KUAF.com. To know more about the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service and the U of A System Division of Agriculture, uaex.edu.